This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. For every 100 students who start ninth grade in Colorado, only 24 end up getting an associate's or bachelor's degree. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett has a new bill that aims to help the majority of students. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Right now, adult learners in alternative post-secondary programs can't get federal student financial aid. The bipartisan Higher Education Innovation Act would change that. Bennett met with adult learners now in high-paying jobs after intensive six-month IT training programs.
Our system of education actually reinforces the income inequality that we have. It's not liberating people from their circumstances.
The bill would create a five-year pilot program for students in unaccredited programs with track records of getting students into high-paying jobs. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Last week's deadly fire at a Colorado Springs mobile home park has been ruled accidental. The Colorado Springs Police Department is still investigating, but officials say they can't rule out smoking materials as a potential cause. One person died and eight homes were destroyed in the fire. Colorado took in just over $30 million in cannabis tax and fee revenue in April, a slight increase from the month before, but that's down almost $10 million from the same time last year. The state has collected more than $2 billion since retail marijuana was legalized in 2014. A celebration in Pueblo this week, the U.S. Army Pueblo Chemical Depot is marking its 80th anniversary on Wednesday. The depot is where the Army stored chemical weapons for those decades. The weapons stockpile is in the process of being destroyed. That work began in 2016 and could be complete by next year. Wednesday's event features the Mounted Color Guard from nearby Fort Carson and the drill team from Pueblo County High School. Front Range has a cloudy afternoon and highs today in the 80s. This is CPR News and KRCC.